Welcome back to the AI Chronicles, where we decode the future, one strange question at a time. Today we are asking something unusual. Can AI fall in love? Or maybe the better question is, can you fall in love with AI? This might sound like science fiction, but it's already science fact. In 2023, people started forming deep emotional bonds with AI companions. Now we're talking long conversations, shared jokes, even virtual relationship with apps like Replica or Character AI. For some, it was companionship. For others, it was something deeper. Now here's a kicker. The AI doesn't feel anything back. It doesn't get butterflies. It doesn't miss you. It's just predicting what you want to hear. But does that actually matter? Humans are wired for connection, respond to voice tone, kind words, eye contact, even if those eyes are pixelated. So if an AI knows how to simulate affection, support, even passion, is experience any less real for the person on the receiving end? Think about it. We cry during movies. We cheer for fictional characters. If an AI understands our emotions and responds in kind, maybe we're the ones bringing the love. But then, it's not all dreaming. This tech opens up ethical dilemmas. What happens when someone falls in love with code? Could AI be used to emotionally manipulate people? Should there be boundaries in how we design emotional machines? Now here's a deeper question. If we teach AI to mimic love, what does that say about the love we understand as humans? Is love a feeling, a pattern, or just an advanced prediction model running in the brain? Maybe AI won't feel love the way we do, but it's already reflecting our own desires, our own insecurities, and longings back at us, like a very advanced mirror. So in a way, maybe we're not just building artificial intelligence. Maybe we are also building artificial intimacy. I am Chukwumonsu Modi, and this has been the AI Chronicles. If this episode touched something in you, human or otherwise, share, subscribe, and leave a comment for us. Next episode, we're going to discuss something juicy. Just a hint, we'll probably go into the courtroom. Till then, stay curious. I'll see you next time.